Om Shanti, this is the Avyak Murli of the 16th of July, 1969. The title is Spiritual Heart-to-Heart Conversation of Avyak Bap Dada with the Brothers of Madhuban. Bap Dada says, "Why have you invited Baba today? Have you invited Baba to meet you? Or is there another aim? On what invitation have all of you come here? With what aim has this gathering of Madhuban brothers been created? Bap Dada has come to celebrate the ceremony of the transformation of all of you. So you have come for the ceremony of transformation. Why were you sitting in the bhatti? For transformation. So today, you are meeting Bap Dada in the ceremony of transformation. All of you have this eagerness for transformation. You also have enthusiasm and courage. This is what is seen from the chart of today's bhatti. What are you, Dadi Kumarka, able to see in these brothers from their zeal for transformation? Just as when you see the strong winds, you know that it is going to rain. In the same way, what do you understand from this enthusiasm for transformation? What does transformation make you realize? Enthusiasm for transformation especially gives the recognition that the time for revelation is very close. First, there will be the revelation, and then heaven will be clearly visible on this earth. So it gives the recognition of the revelation. It has been seen that at the present time, all the children are bringing their own glorification into a practical form. Previously they were incognito. The stars remained hidden due to the light of the sun. But when the sun goes to the other side, the sparkle of the stars is revealed. In the same way, the sun of knowledge has now left the corporeal side and is standing in the subtle region, and so the revelation of you, the stars of the corporeal world, is now visible. You recognize each other more now than before. They say that there is a world in each star, but they do not know what that world of each star is. There is no world in the stars in the sky, but there is a world in each star of this earth. You continue to have a vision of your own world. In a little while, you will see the perfect form of all of you at the confluence age. Do you know what your perfect form of the confluence age is? It is the form of Shaktis and Pandavas. So all of you will experience within yourself the perfect form of the confluence age. You will know who your bhagats are and also who your subjects are. Those who are your subjects will come close to you, and those who are your bhagats will eventually bow at your feet. So now the kingdom or the world that is in each star will take a practical form. When that revelation takes place, everyone will beat the drums of the wonders of God. That time is now coming close. You must, therefore, bring about quick transformation. You are the creators, are you not? As is the creator, so will be his creation. A creator has to look after his creation. At this moment, even Bap Dada is very happy. He is smiling on seeing both love and courage. Each one of you has love and courage. There isn't just the seed of it, but its instant fruit is also visible. Bap Dada is smiling, seeing that fruit is visible. However, once the fruit has emerged, you have to look after it very carefully. So all of you must look after this fruit very carefully, Because you first have to offer it to Bap Dada. You have to remain very cautious that Maya in the form of a sparrow does not spoil this fruit before you offer it. When the fruit is ripe, the birds make a lot of effort to taste it. So Maya will also try to taste this fruit. But for whom have you ripened the fruit? So you have to look after it very carefully. The fruit has only just emerged. Bap Dada will accept it only when it is ripe. Until then, you have to look after it. What will you do to look after it? What method do you have for that? Once that fruit has been even slightly tasted, you cannot offer it to Baba. You have very good hopes. The soul is sparkling on the forehead of each of you. But what else is also sparkling on your forehead? Bap Dada is seeing the shining star of hope. Just don't allow the clouds to come in front of the star. Otherwise, the star will be hidden. Continue to sustain the shining star of hope that is now visible. In any task, whether it is gross or subtle, firstly, you must never lose courage, and secondly, always maintain love for one another. Then there will be victory for the Pandavas. You will be able to hear the cries of victory. At present, there are different things happening. When there is victory, the play comes to an end. Then you will be able to see the flag of the subtle stage from a distance. The entire world will be able to see the flag of your avyakt and constant stage flying. The commitment you have made today in the form of tying a bracelet as a promise for transformation has to be kept eternally. You must never take off the bracelet of commitment. It cannot be removed until the task is successfully accomplished. So you must never take it off. As you go further, many beautiful scenes will come in front of you, but only your transformation will bring those scenes closer. You will also know your value then. When you fully know your own value, there will be that intoxication. At present, sometimes you give yourself one value, and at other times, another value. You continue to fluctuate in your evaluation. Just as when something is new on the market, there is a lot of fluctuation in its cost. Then later it becomes stable, so you do not know your final value as yet. Sometimes you think that you have great value, and at other times you don't give yourself so much value. But now, you will all very quickly know what your accurate value is. What is Madhuban, where you are sitting within the whole world? Madhuban is a showcase in the midst of the world created with a lot of love by Bap Dada. Beautiful things are placed in a showcase. The things that are the best of all are placed in a showcase. So Madhuban is a showcase. Do you realize that you are the invaluable jewels in the showcase of Madhuban? Whatever is placed in a showcase is looked after very carefully. So all of you are the important jewels in the showcase. Seeing you, everyone will understand what more treasures there are inside. If you remember one thing, you will reveal yourselves through the showcase. Whatever actions I perform, others will see me and do the same. Each one of you should understand, I am not alone. The entire kingdom is in front of me and also behind me. My subjects and my bhagats are observing me. I am not alone. You do not think so much about the actions you perform when you are alone. Now you must consider yourself amidst your subjects and your bhagats. All of them will follow you. Your bhagats and your subjects will also be filled with the sanskars of all the steps that you take at every second. When a fetus is in a mother's womb, the mother is very attentive to whatever she does, whatever she eats, because she's filling the fetus with those sanskars. So all of you also have to pay as much attention. Whatever action I perform, my subjects and my bhagats, from the copper age to the iron age, will also do the same. My temple will be created accordingly. My image will be created accordingly, and my temple will be positioned accordingly. Therefore, always have the awareness that you are not alone. We are the creation and also the master creators. Parents can do whatever they like when they are alone, but they pay so much attention when they are in front of their creation. So all of you are also creators. Whatever the creators do, the creation will do the same. When responsibility falls upon you, by your having that responsibility, carelessness and laziness finish. Which responsibility? Whatever actions I perform, ... Each star has to perceive its own world. Some have a small world, and some have a big world. A ceremony is performed so that a memorial is created for a lifetime. This ceremony is also for the same purpose. Today is the day for your ceremony. A gift is given at a ceremony. What gift is Bap Dada giving you? Bap Dada is giving you a gift of two things, especially to the Madhuban Nivasis. You have received the teachings that you must never let go of courage and love. What gift is Bap Dada giving you? The first is, stay in the love of the One at all times. Mine is One and none other. The second, to be economical. The remembrance of One and being economical. These are the two gifts from today's ceremony. No matter how much others may try to pull you towards themselves, there shouldn't be anyone else for you. This is in context of the mind, and the economy is in the context of action. So when your thoughts and actions are right, your words will also be right. You have to pay special attention to these two aspects. You saw that in the Sakar form, Baba had love for One, Ek Nami, and was economical. Economy. Do you remember the mantra that Baba used to tell you? Let there be greater glory through less expense. Kam kharch balanashin. Together with being economical, you must not forget this mantra. Let there be economy, and together with that, there should be generosity to the same extent. Generosity should be merged in economy. This is known as greater glory through less expense. You are extra fortunate, more than anyone else. Why? It is said that those who have a lot of guests are very fortunate. So you are also extra fortunate because the greatest number of guests come here. So you have to offer such hospitality that they become guests in their own home for life. Your hospitality should make them guests forever. Bap Dada used to demonstrate this through the Sakar form, how to make someone a guest for life by offering them hospitality for one day. You have to give such hospitality. This is called Sancho's father. Acha, who makes the most effort in this class? Who is number one? each one of you is better than the other. This is a wonder. This is the group in which everyone has claimed the number one, because some have made special effort in one thing, and others have made special effort in something else. This is why all of you are number one. This group has given itself the stamp of being number one. Don't forget the stamp of being number one. You mustn't forget four main things. First is teachings. Second, caution. Third, the stamp. And the fourth, to make one another move forward and to progress. Never forget these four things. Acha, Om Shanti.